saw before the remnants that the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Avodah and the Rekea, that the Avodah of Elo is a Nida Doidi, a Doidi Li. As this is all in Yediyah. When we want to speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have many names for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKvura, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why over here in the Remnant of Elo are we calling HaKadosh Baruch Hu Doidi? Doidi is my close friend, my loved one. So over here is teaching us a big Yisrael. In order for a person to want to be miskarev Lashem, want to grow in his Kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has to understand who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to him. And that's really the whole Shir HaShirim. It's a mashal of we find in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship to Klal Yisrael that there are two mashalim that are used for the relationship. One is Avinu, like we daven Avinu, Malkeinu, Imanu Kibonim, Rachmenu, Kirachimu, Albanim. One is like a father, and one is like a Baal to an Isha. And Be'emes, a father to a child, and a husband and a wife are the two strongest forms of Ava in a relationship that there are in the world. And both of them are Mishalim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is really coming to teach us something very, very powerful. And one of the Ikrei Tshuvas of Elul is to work on this Nakuda. To start thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu as HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. He cares about you. He gives you so much good. The more you think about it, as the more a person will want to be miskarev Lashem. The more you feel a person loves you, the more naturally, Pasuk says, you love the person back. There's a beautiful Rabbi Kiva Eger that upteaches, every day we have a mitzvah of Kabbalah's Omach L'Shamayim, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and right afterwards you say, V'ahavtes Hashem Elokecha B'chol Levavcha. How do you come to Avas Hashem? Zokar B'Kiva Eger, the way you come to Avas Hashem is in Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. If you realize everything you had, everything that was ever good for you, everything you ever enjoyed in your life came from Hashem, Hashem Echad, everything is from Hashem, as a male you'll come to Haftas Hashem Elokecha B'chol Levavcha. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is actually feeling Hashem is Doidi, and the flow through is V'haftes Hashem Elokecha. That's the avoid of Elul, to rebuild that connection with Hashem. And the way to rebuild the connection with Hashem is by thinking and reconnecting with that Musig. And it comes with Torah and Mitzvahs also. There's some people, they look at Torah as it's very restraining. It's very like strict on me, restraining to me. I'm not able to do what I want. It's hard for me to do. And then there's another attitude, there's another way of looking at Torah. Hashem loves me and gave me Torah mitzvahs because He wants the best for me. The Yetzirah works very hard to get a person to feel that Torah's restrainments, they're hard, they're oil on a person. And maybe a person could sometimes feel it's not good for him. And the avoida and Elul is to be mechazik ani l'daydi. Nichlal and the avoida ani l'daydi is a whole look at Torah and mitzvahs. To look at Hashem loves us, wants to give us schar. That's why He's giving us Torah and mitzvahs. As that helps us to want to be miskarev l'Hashem, to want to do tshuva. Now, when you start speaking to people about ani l'daydi, as a lot of people all of a sudden get scared, like loving Hashem, I'm ani l'daydi digga guy. It's big musagim, it's hecher musagim. It has no shaykhis to me. This is just above my head. And between me and you, that's also a big Yetzirah. Anytime you start speaking milas, the Yetzirah automatically says, it's over my head, it's not for me, I can't relate to it. As it's very, very important for everyone to know. If the remez is ani l'doidi, and that's the avoid of everyone in Elul, obviously everyone has shaykhus to it. Everyone could do it. There's a Mishnah in the beginning of Chelek, a very famous Mishnah. It says, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek La'olam Haba. Shenemar va'amech kulam tzadikim la'olam yirshu aretz. Pasuk in Yeshaya. As the Mishnah is saying, every yid is b'teva atzadik. He has an neshama. He has a chilek eloikah inside of him that he's b'teva atzadik. And b'zman hazeh, you have a tremendous raya. You see people that used to be chiloyim. Not only they used to be chiloyim, they used to be the biggest rock stars in the world. There's someone, Ali Tzur, whatever his name is, Ali Tzur, however you pronounce it. He was the top rapper. There's someone, Alex Clare, that was the top rock singer. And all of a sudden, these guys are choyzer b'tshuva. As he goes, mamish, from nun shari tumah limahadrin, the highest level of nun shari tumah, and he switched it and he came to, wow, how could these guys do this? What's the site? As on one hand, they get a lot of credit, for sure. But on the other hand, we don't realize the koyach of the neshama of every yid. If it was only two individuals, there are loads of people that are choyzer b'tshuva. They go from the before to the after. We don't realize the koyach of the neshama, the pnim of every yid. We have tremendous koyaches inside of us. You know, someone will say to you, you know, you're a masmid, you could be a masmid, you could be a tzaddik. You look at him and you say, Nechtigatag, you don't know me. That's not me. When people don't realize, it's so unfortunate when we look at our identity, we underestimate ourselves. We underrate ourselves. We're not confident enough in what we have inside of us. As that's another nekuda, the tshuva of Eli. To start thinking, Ani l'daydi, who am I? I'm much more than I think. I'm much more what everyone else thinks of me. Much more than I think. I have the koyach of Amich Kula Tzadikim. I have a koyach of Ani l'daydi. With very high koyach. And there's a Gemara, a Gevaldige Gemara in Avoy Dizara Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. He brings the Maisi with Rav Elazar ben Dudoy, who originally was a Reb. He was a Elazar ben Dudoy. And it says he was Bechol Zaynish of Ha'olam, he was Mezanu with. But once he was paid a lot of money and went Bekrache Hayam. And the Zaynish and the Basco went out and said that there's no Chazar. And it hit him, what, I can't come back? And all of a sudden, he got and he tried to do tshuva until he realized, Ein hadavar talui ela bi. He realized, I could be choyzer b'tshuva and it's up to me. And he was choyzer b'tshuva. And it was yotze nishmasai, b'yotze baschol, and said, Rabbi Elazar ben Dedarya is mezumin la'olam haba. Ad Khan in the Gemara. As one more time, it's not just after Eisha Tyron Ar Sameach was invented, not from Hadibrais, a Yid sitting alone. And who talked to him? Kilu, heard a Paschal, or the Zayna spoke to him and said it. Oh. And he was Chayza B'tshuva. It wasn't even he was sitting by a moving Musa Shmuz. A Zayna was talking to him, and he was Chayza B'tshuva. Where does it come from? Because every year, as far as you go, you have the koyach to come back. Where is it? The tali in? When a year comes to the Havana, Ein adover tali ela bi. It's up to me who I am and what I'm going to be. know, many of us think, well, if I would have gone to this yeshiva, if I would have had this kind of family, if I would have had this kind of a chavrusa, if I would have had this kind of a mashkiach, you don't know what I went through. You know, if I would have grown up and I wouldn't have watched this, and I wouldn't have seen this, and I wouldn't have done this, as then there would be hope for me. But if you would only know what I did, what I saw, I'm a lost case. There's no hope for me. And we don't realize, it doesn't make a difference what you did and what you saw. Ein hadavar tali elavi. You have the koyach to rise above it. Each and every one of you. Ani ledoiti. We all have that special koyach inside of us that we could make a change and really be miskarev l'Hashem and be chayzer b'tshuva. As Elul is actually a very inspiring chaydish, a very powerful chaydish, a very enlightening chaydish. It's teaching us who we really are. Every day, twice a day in Elul, we say, Achashualti me'is Hashem, oisha yavaki, shifti v'me'is Hashem, ko yimei chayai. As one bacher asked me, that he doesn't get it. Chazal were misakin to him to lie twice a day. No. He says, I get up there, I daven. Achashalti meis Hashem. Aizavagi, shivdi mebe. That's not my achashalti. What's my achashalti? He hasn't got a whole list, but that wouldn't be on the list. Because what's the pshat that Chazal was misakin for me to lie twice a day in Elul and put on a show, and Hashem knows the truth. I can't fool Hashem. Hashem knows who I really am. What am I doing? And the problem is, he's fooling himself. He doesn't realize who he really is. And that's what Achashualti is coming to teach us. Achashualti is coming to teach us what we all have inside of us. Achashualti meis Hashem, oisei avakesh. We all have in us this tremendous koyach, this bikush to want to be miskarev lebeis Hashem. You know, after a long winter zman, bachurim are very excited, especially when they're very close to their family, to go home. I miss home. Home is home for everyone. As great as Yadir is in the mirror, it's not home. All excited to go home. Every year, his relationship to Hashem, if you think about it, Beis Hashem, that's my home. My home is with Hashem. I'm in Golis. We really feel the Golis. Until we go back, that's when we're going to be biyachad in our home with Hashem. The Kirbis Hashem will reach its peak. We all could be in touch with it and feel it. But why don't we? Because we push it but don't think. We're not used to thinking about it. We're not used to thinking this way. The more we start thinking this way, the more we start being misbehaving this way, we'll see the inside will come out. You know, even if you're very close with someone, a husband is, gets married, you know, when he travels far away and he's very busy all day long, slowly, slowly, the relationship, you know, cools off, fades down. All of a sudden, he's not so into it. If you want the relationship to be intense, you have to think about it. You have to think about it. Be in touch with it. The problem is, we're not in touch as it fades away. As El is a time to build the feelings with Hashem. Think I'm ready, to think Hashem is giving it to me, Hashem is good to me, to think Torah Mitzvahs is good for me, to think Kirvus Hashem is good for me, and slowly, slowly, the real inside of you is going to come out. Because that's one of the Ikri Avoida, the Ikri Tshuvas of Elo. Ani l'doidi. And then a person is Zaycha to Doidi Li. Hashem will show him more and more. He'll see Hashem and he'll see how good Hashem is. When you look for Hashem and you believe Hashem loves you, Hashem gives you Siyata Deshmaya that you'll see more and more and more how good Hashem is to you. is when you look for Hashem, Hashem shows himself to you. And you'll appreciate more and more. When you look for the relationship, Hashem will give you back. Like a husband, when he looks to get close to his wife appreciates, she returns to him. It's a good relationship. By Hashem, Hashem silcha al yadiminech. As when we anila doidi, Hashem is doidi me. All of a sudden, the astaris panim of Hashem will start going away. You start seeing Hashem more and more. There's some people that are really connected, and there's some people that are not connected. It's totally what you're looking for. Because that's the avoida of Eloh. On Rosh Hashanah, what do we do a whole day? We talk about Hashem. That's the avoida. That's the connection. That's what we're trying to build. As the start is an L, being marvi yourself and getting connected, and the more you connect, and it's something we all do anyway. We all daven Hashem anyway. We say Shema Yisrael anyway. We say a bracha anyway. It's a question of just thinking a little bit more, and with a little bit of more thought, you could change your life. Okay. As we saw practically in the Einzer, we saw we all could do it. What's it waiting for? Ain't a davar tali elabi. To make that Kabbalah, this Elul, to try to build that Kesher. And Me'ez Hashem, we should be Zaycha, that Hashem should be Miskala. When enough Yidden are looking, as Hashem is going to be Miskala l'kol ha'olam. And we'll be Zaycha to the Gula Shleima, which is Moch Hashem Dima Me'al Kol Panim, the Kulay Taivu Meitiv. Because what is Hashem? Kulay. It's so sad when Bachim come over and ask, I don't really want Mashiach to come yet because I'm not yet Roi, I want to be more Roi, I have to do more tshuva, I'm scared if Mashiach's going to come, what's going to be with me? When Mashiach comes, it's Kulay Toivu Meitiv. The Gilui of Hashem is Kulay Baruch. Hashem's going to help you, walk you through it, and help you to make it there. Don't worry. The Iker is to be a Ben Aliyah, to be looking for it before. Hashem Yazo, we should be Zeicha together, to be Mechazek Ani L'Daydi, and be Yachad, we should see a lot of Daydi Li. The more Daydi Li you have, the more karma you have, the more happy you are, the more Geshmak life is. Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Tamid, Ki mimini bal emad l'chein somach libi. People think shivisi Hashem l'negdi tamid. Oyvei, I'm gonna think about Hashem all the time. I'm gonna turn into this real serious, intense guy. I'm always gonna be nervous. L'chein somach libi v'yogel koydi. It's geshmak. That's real simchas achayim. You won't have to get drunk anymore. You'll be drunk with that Kaddish Baruch Hu, Nifladik. You ever see a chassin when he first goes out with his kala and he still thinks, wow, she's amazing. He comes back to yeshiva, I'm engaged. The smile is, he's drunk. And people that are that way with that Kaddish Baruch Hu too. The more you think, the more intoxicated you get. The more you drink, the more intense the shikras is. The more you see, as Hashem Yasa, we should makai liyacha ani l'doidi, and we zaycha d'harbi, doidi li, v'shoi d'shah.